Our topic today is kinyanim, possessions. There's an interesting conversation between Esav and Yaakov in our parsha about worldly possessions. Says Rav Chalap, when a person purchases something physical, an instrument, a tool, and he doesn't think about the mitzvah of it. So then there's something lacking in the instrument he bought. What people were doing when it came time for the Mishkan was they were taking the most physical things and saying, this is now dedicated for the house of Hashem. This is going to be a spiritual thing. My jewelry, my gold and silver and my cloths, they'll all be spiritual. So Am Yisrael, so to speak, had a new connection to their physical belongings once they were dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li terumah. They will take for me a dedication. Li, says Rashi, lishmi. So they had a new connection to their physical objects. This is no longer my wedding ring. This is no longer my necklace. This is going to be part of the Mishkan. So there's a new connection to the things that a person owns. If we want to give something to the Mishkan that it will be holy, so we have to connect it on a different level. There's a custom that when a person purchases a new item, the first thing they do with it is a mitzvah. We know that the Torah said there should be bikurim. We know that the Torah said there's a mitzvah of challah, bechor. The first of everything should be dedicated to Hashem. So some people are careful. If they buy a new car, the first time they drive with it has to be to do a mitzvah. They buy a new phone, the first phone call is going to be to honor their parents. They're going to do a mitzvah with it. It's not only about the first thing, it's about a perspective on the physical things we own. Are these just objects? A person can end their life and say, I've amassed all this wonderful pile of junk. Right? What are we doing all our lives? Amassing junk. People today, I don't know what's about you guys, but many people, when they buy a new phone, they don't do anything with their old phone. Their old phone sits in a drawer. Why? Maybe they're scared someone can access the information. Maybe they tell themselves it's a backup. But there's this approach that people have that they hold on to things. Now take a step back and ask yourself, why am I holding on to it? Why do I need to have two phones back, three phones back? That's the phone I owned 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Why do people hold on to things? Well, it's a question of perspective. Why do I buy things in the first place? Why do I need to own this? If we have the right perspective when we buy things, then our connection to them will be on a different level. Let's take an example. You came to the shuk, and there was one watermelon left. So you're maneuvering your wagon to get to that watermelon. And as you get there, you see someone else maneuvering their wagon to get to the watermelon. Who's going to get the watermelon? Wait a second. Why do I want the watermelon? If I wanted Chavot Shabbos, so then I would be smart to look into his wagon and see what else he has. Maybe he needs it more than I do. Who said I have more Chavot Shabbos if I have the watermelon than if he has the watermelon? Maybe it's a bigger Chavot Shabbos if he has it. What's called Simchas Yom Tov? If we make the poor happy with our food, that's called Simchas Yom Tov. Their tzaddikim, they invite people to their house and they give the poor the food and they don't end up having food for themselves. So they eat other things. They'll eat challah, they'll eat hummus. Again, it's a perspective. If a person's not on that level, so then when he does that, he walks away grumbling and the whole Yom Tov, he's upset. I didn't have my Yom Tov meat and whatever. Okay. That's one level. But then you have a person who his whole connection to the Yom Tov meat was to begin with a connection, the way Rav Chalap writes. This was a tool to be a spiritual person. So now I did something better with it. I got two mitzvos. Kvod Yom Tov, I made someone else happy. What's wrong? It's good. It's not bad. Rav Chalap says that's the approach we're supposed to take when we approach the physical world. Everything we're acquiring is a tool in the service of Hashem. That was the idea of their dedication to the Mishkan. Chazal say that the Torah teaches us that when you do a mitzvah, the remnant of the mitzvah also becomes holy. And so the Torah says, give truma. What is truma? Truma is you've uplifted a part, larim. But the Gemara says, if you take your whole pile of grain and you say, all of this is for the mikdash, you did nothing. That's not truma. You didn't uplift. There has to be a remnant. There has to be something that remains that's affected by what you've given away. So you take a part as truma and the rest remains. So Hashem says, what I want is the impact on what remains. It should impact everything else. It's not just about giving me. It's about what you leave in your own house. That should be holier because it's a part. It's you've given trumas, a section of it you've given away. And that's the idea, says Rav Chalapa, anything that's mundane in our life. We have to look for ways to take the mundane and make a part of it holy so that all of it will be holy. If you would do everything holy, you give it all away, so then you're left with nothing. No. What has to be is that part of it is holy, so that it makes everything else that remains by you holy as well. This is an amazing thought. We have to think about it, digest it, as is usually the case with Rav Chalap. But that's the theme Rav Chalap develops with the concept of truma, that we uplift a part of it so as to reorient ourselves and recognize that everything of it is holy, but the part that remains by me is holy as well. It's a perspective I'm supposed to have on all my belongings, not just the ones I give to the Beit HaMikdash. You know, those people who give $1 million to the Beit HaMikdash and then they go and give $5 million to other things. The $1 million to the Beit HaMikdash is supposed to affect the $5 million. It's an impact that's supposed to affect everything I own. Shabbat Shalom.